by the former government. In national news, locals and small businesses in regional towns across Australia are struggling under the weight of mass over-tourism. With the rise of travel influencers and the post-COVID tourism boom, secret spots and quiet towns are taking the brunt of thousands of eager tourists. Locals from the Kennet River community want a ban on tourist-laden coaches stopping in town. Some days, thousands of people flock to see a single koala they had heard about online. Locals say the impact the mass visitation has on wildlife cannot be understated and needs to be cracked down on.
In more national news, a Western Victorian farmer disputed his charges to the court, claiming he destroyed a large Aboriginal cultural site because he believed it was a safety issue. Adrian McMaster allegedly used an excavator to remove rocks from an ancient site to get to a weed sprayer, despite being warned twice by his cultural heritage advisor. Mr. McMaster said the 1,500-year-old rock was a fire hazard, and to a miner like him, a rock's a rock. Advisors were surprised the site had been destroyed and said the existence of the Mar people revolved around the 300-meter eel arrangement. The court will be hearing whether Mr. McMaster constituted a mistake of law or was an honest mistake. In international news, Myanmar's military junta has intensified airstrikes in the wake of the country's devastating earthquakes. Despite calls from the United Nations to put military strikes on hold, President Min Aung Hlaing carried out four separate strikes, including in the earthquake-devastated region of Sangyang. Over 2,000 people have been declared dead after a 7.7 magnitude earthquake hit Myanmar last Friday, with the death toll expected to rise up to 10,000. Western aid agencies have reported difficulty in getting personnel and supplies into the country, with U.S. aid only confirmed on Monday. International journalists have been prevented from entering the country, with government officials stating that they cannot host foreign journalists in this difficult situation. For your weather today, Brisbane is just a little rainy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 26. There's no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners